Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 281, we're going to talk about how to properly edit WordPress theme files.
Yeah, so there's definitely a right way and then there's a wrong way. And so the wrong way is editing through WordPress itself. But actually, before I talk about that, I want to take a step back and say this is referring to editing like the actual files of the theme. This could also be related to plugins, but highly don't recommend to not edit plugin files ever because you'll lose everything. But if you have a child theme and you want to make edits to your header.php file or whatnot, or your functions.php file, don't do it through WordPress itself. WordPress, if you go to appearance, there's a editor tool in there, and it'll let you actually edit the code directly within the WordPress admin area. That's not recommended because if you add something, you know, an improper function or something, you could potentially break your website and not have a way of getting back in. And WordPress now, as of a later version, will give you a warning when you get to that page telling you basically what I just said. And so, you know, that's there as an extra precaution telling you like, hey, don't do this. And so it's not recommended to do that. Instead, the proper way to edit WordPress files is to FTP into your site. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol, and it's basically a tool that lets you access the server and edit the files that are on your website. And so FTP is best because you can make changes and you can save those changes and it uploads to your site automatically. And then if something breaks or something goes wrong, you can easily undo it and get back to where you were. And so it's definitely best to kind of separate that from WordPress, that editing, and doing it with an FTP program. And so once again, this doesn't involve making changes to your WordPress using the built-in controls. If you're using a page builder, this only refers to if you're editing the actual code in the file. It does not refer to adding custom CSS. A lot of themes will have a custom CSS box. That's fine. That's not what we're referring to. It's the actual PHP of a WordPress theme that we're referring to.
Yeah, and Tim, I hate to say it, but I'm a cowboy coder from way back, my friend. Actually, that's what it's referred to in WordPress. Affectionately, it's cowboy coding when you're editing theme files on a live site. And Tim's right. It's definitely highly not recommended that you do that because you could potentially break your site. I will say this. Don't know if Tim said it or not. If you are persistent and you want to cowboy code, make a copy of that theme file before you edit it. Save it to your desktop. That way, if you do break your website 6 ways to Sunday, you can get it back really quickly by replacing that theme file pretty easily.
Yeah. And you also have a full backup, too.
Yeah, always never best hurts practice. Never hurts to have a full backup as well. A couple of the tools that we're going to recommend, FTP client tools that we use and recommend, one's Coda, one's FileZilla. They're both great FTP programs. You can't go wrong. Easy to use. I believe they're free. Is that correct, Tim?
Coda is actually a paid tool.
Okay.
But what I love about it is it's an FTP and a code editor all in one. And so you can open up the file and edit it without having to switch between programs or anything like that. So it's kind of a nice, seamless experience, very user-friendly.
Gotcha. And FileZilla, obviously, you have to download the file, edit it, re-upload the file and stuff. So, and it's free. So those are the tools we recommend. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic, what to do when your client won't pay. Tune in because you're going to want to know what we have to say. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.